Blackstone Audio presents Tall, Dark and Wicked by Madeline Hunter. This book is read by Lulu Russell. Chapter 1. Loyal, good-humoured, intelligent, uninhibited, passionate, accommodating. Lord Wayne Hemingford, Ives, to his family and closest friends, read the list of the qualities he required in a mistress. He had jotted them down, in no particular order, during an idle moment the day before. Only the first one deserved its ranking without question. In fact, it should be underlined. There were other qualities that attracted him, too, but these six, he had learned through experience, were paramount. He tucked the paper behind some pages, to be returned later to its current duty as a marker in his book. He settled into his favourite chair, propped his legs on a footstool with his feet aimed toward the low fire, and again turned his attention to a novel he had been meaning to read for 4 months now. Vickers, his manservant, set a glass and two decanters, one of port and the other of water, on a table next to the chair, then stepped back out of view.
"If your brother, the Duke, should come by this evening, sir, should deny him entrance. Bar the door. I am not home to him. If God had any mercy, he would have inspired Lance to remain at Merriwood Manor, not allowed him to venture back up to town, where he will be a nuisance to all whom he encounters. I am done with being his playmate."